here are the 2 p.m. wind speeds along Interstate 80 from east to west. At Ogallala, the wind was east at 13. At Sydney, the wind was southeast at 14. At Kimball, the wind was southeast at 13. At Pine Bluffs, the wind was southeast at 12. At Cheyenne, the wind was southeast at 10, gusting to 23. At Vita Vu, milepost 329, the wind was east at 16, gusting to 22. At Laramie, the wind was southeast at 18. At Arlington, mile marker 272, the wind was east at 9, gusting to 17. At milepost 256, the wind was east at 9. At Rawlins, the wind was north at 13, gusting to 18. At mile marker 184, the wind was east at 10, gusting to 16. At mile marker 140, the wind was east at 7, gusting to 16. The current time is 2:39 p.m. Mountain Daylight Time. Here are the 2 p.m. Wyoming wind speeds along Interstate 25, from south to north. At Wyoming milepost 4, the wind was southeast at 15, gusting to 21. At Cheyenne, the wind was southeast at 10, gusting to 23. At milepost 30, the wind was south at 15. At Bordeaux, near mile marker 71, the wind was southeast at 16, gusting to 24. At Douglas, the wind was southeast at 12. At milepost 164, the wind was calm. At Casper, the wind was east at 6. At mile marker 207, the wind was north at 3. At Buffalo, the wind was south at 8. At Sheridan, the wind was southeast at 8, gusting to 18. Here are the 2 p.m. conditions for the local area. At Cheyenne, it was cloudy. The temperature was 49 degrees, the dew point was 47, and the relative humidity was 93%. The wind was southeast at 10 miles an hour, gusting to 23. The pressure was 30.21 inches and steady. At Laramie, it was cloudy. The temperature was 52 degrees, and the relative humidity was 66%. The wind was southeast at 18 miles an hour. The pressure was 30.20 inches and rising. Here are some temperatures from nearby locations. At Arlington mile marker 272, the temperature was 54. At Bordeaux at mile marker 71, it was 55. At Elk Mountain at mile 256, it was 63. At 7 miles southwest Meriden, the wind was southeast at 17, gusting to 23. At Pine Bluffs Airport, it was 50. At 3 miles southeast High Siding, the wind was south at 15, gusting to 21. At Vita Vu mile marker 329, it was 41. And at Whitaker north of Cheyenne, it was 46. Here are some conditions from around the region. At Casper, it was partly sunny. The temperature was 60. At Chandran, light rain was falling. The temperature was 53. At Denver, it was cloudy. The temperature was 57. At Fort Collins, it was cloudy. The temperature was 57. At Gillette, it was cloudy. The temperature was 52. At Rapid City, light rain was falling. The temperature was 54. At Rawlins, the temperature was 65. The wind was north, at 13. At Scotts Bluff, light rain and fog were reported. The temperature was 53. At Sydney, it was cloudy. The temperature was 52. The report from Torrington was not available. Once again, in Cheyenne, it was 49 degrees under cloudy skies. Once again, in Laramie, it was 52 degrees under cloudy skies. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for southeast Wyoming and the eastern Laramie Range, including Cheyenne, rest of tonight, areas of dense fog overnight. Showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times. Chance of rain near 100%. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the lower 50s. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Memorial Day, showers. Chance of rain 90%. Highs in the mid-50s. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers. Chance of rain 40%. Lows in the lower 40s. southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny with a 50% chance of showers. Warmer. Highs in the mid-60s. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance of rain 50%. Lows in the lower 40s. Southeast winds around 10 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the lower 40s. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday, mostly sunny. A chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the mid-60s. Chance of rain 40%. Friday through Saturday, mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Highs in the mid-70s. Saturday night, mostly clear. Lows in the upper 40s. Sunday, sunny. Highs in the upper 70s. Now for the official National Weather Service forecast for Laramie Valley and surrounding mountains rest of tonight. Areas of dense fog overnight. Mostly cloudy with showers and a chance of thunderstorms. Visibility 1/4 mile or less at times. Chance of rain 90%. Lows in the lower 40s. Highs in the mid-50s. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Memorial Day, showers likely. Chance of rain 70%. Highs around 60. Southeast winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Monday night, partly cloudy. Lows in the upper 30s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Tuesday, showers likely. Chance of rain 70%. Highs in the upper 60s. Northwest winds 5 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Chance of rain 50%. Lows in the lower 40s. Southeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Wednesday, partly sunny. A chance of showers in the morning, then showers likely with a chance of thunderstorms in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 60s. Chance of rain 70%. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers in the evening, then partly cloudy overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Chance of rain 40%. Thursday, mostly sunny. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s. Chance of rain 50%. Friday, mostly clear. Lows in the lower 40s. Highs in the lower 70s. Friday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then becoming mostly clear. Lows in the mid-40s. Saturday, sunny. A chance of showers in the afternoon. Highs in the lower 70s. Chance of rain 30%. Saturday night, partly cloudy in the evening, then clearing. Lows in the mid-40s. Sunday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-70s.